Time to get on. If you're on, let us know you're on. I'd like to speak to you tonight. So if you log on, just say, good evening, Pastor, or hello, or I'm watching. And hello, Dina in West Virginia, with your heart. We are glad you're watching us, and we love you and your family very, very much. I'm excited to be here tonight. It's our last service in April. Sunday will be May. And Sunday morning, we'll be announcing all of our May birthdays and anniversaries. So you don't want to miss that as we address all that. So, like I said, I hope you're with us right now. I want to update y'all on a couple of things. We got some good news. Barbara, first of all, Barbara Ingalls said to tell all the church hey, and that she loves y'all very much, and she misses you so, so much, and she misses church so much. And she had a really good report today. She went to her lung doctor, and you know, before she had a lot of fluid in her lungs and was having a hard time breathing. But her lungs checked out really well. Her oxygen level was 98 this morning with nothing, which is great. And they said there was very minimum, if any, fluid in the lungs, and just doing a lot better. She has lab work tomorrow, so she asked the church to remember her and keep her in prayer. She gets more work tomorrow, hoping that key number they're looking at keeps dropping for her so they can continue to move forward with her treatment. But we are thankful she is doing well. I also want to update you on Teresa. Teresa is back in the hospital. She fell again and slipped on some water in her kitchen and fractured a couple places on her hip. She's at Ira Morrow Hospital. They're not, of course, nobody can go see her right now. They're not doing any kind of surgery. They're going to give her rehab to heal it that way. But she's very discouraged, as you can imagine. She actually said in 2020 she's only been home like 3 weeks out of the year or something. I mean, it's just been crazy. She's been in the hospital a lot more than she's been at home. And she is discouraged. So keep Teresa in your prayers. Who else is on there? I can't see, Melanie.
Karina, Connie, Susan Redmond, and Paula Rushing.
Okay.
Sherry Combs.
Hey, Susan Redmond. That is Melanie's sister, in case you don't. If you see Susan Redmond, that's my wife's sister watching us from King, North Carolina.
Roger and Lil, your mom.
All right. Mom, Roger and Lil, Doc, Karina, Shannon Rogers, thank you all for watching. Thank you for being with us tonight. And we are going to get into our worship after we pray. I know many of you have needs out there, and so we want to pray for the needs. Do what? Yeah, Christian, our daughter, needs she's got she has a prayer request, so we ask you pray for Christian. God knows what that is, and that God will help her through what she's facing right now. Yes, sir.
Pray for a friend of mine named Ron. He had a very traumatic experience. I'm not going to go into details about him. I just think that he needs the Lord to help him get through that traumatic experience.
Okay. Brandon's got a friend that needs God just to help him through what he's battling right now. And we all need that, don't we? We need the Lord's help every single day. And I'm thankful we have that. So,
family of Jeff Kennedy.
Yes, yes. The family of Jeff Kennedy. In fact, I know one of the family members, Shelly. And Shelly, if you're watching, I talked to you, I know, a while ago. But if you're watching, I'm sorry for your loss in your family. And I know someone personally in that family. So remember the Kennedy family. They've lost someone they love. Lost them yesterday, last night. So, anybody else got a prayer request? All right, guys, if you're at home with me, let's just pray together tonight for our family and for all the needs in our church. Father, first of all, I want to give you praise and thanks for touching and helping Barbara through her process right now. We thank you, Lord, for touching her lungs and giving her strength day by day and giving her renewed joy day by day. And we know you are working in her life. We know you are working, God. Your hand is working in her. And we thank you for that. We pray for a good report tomorrow. She has lab work, that it comes back better and better than it was before, and that we continue to see your hand of healing in her life. Give Barbara peace to trust you through this and to drop her net tonight as she goes to sleep, trusting you to fill it with all you have planned for her. We thank you. We pray, God, for the families lost their loved one. Lord, we pray for the Kennedy family tonight as they went through a very tough process and tough time. Pray for healing for their grief, healing for their pain, healing for their brokenness. God, we pray for Teresa, who's once again in the hospital, and Lord, I know she's so discouraged. I pray you touch her where she lies. Lord, she's all alone right now. Even her husband can't be with her in the room. And I just pray, God, that your presence give her a very special visit, even right now as we're praying, that you walk by her, pass her way, God, and bring her joy and strength that she needs so desperately right now. We pray for the worship tonight as always, and we want to praise your name and lift up your name and bless the word as it comes forth. We give you all honor and praise. Keep our church family safe. Continue to watch over them through these times. And we know, God, that we are going to be back together again. We're going to praise your name in this place, and we're going to fill this sanctuary with voices again, declaring your name in unison as one body, as one people. We thank you for that time that is coming, and the devil cannot ever stop that, because, God, you are going to bring us back together. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Make your way up here, Mally. We're going to open up as Mally makes her way and Ashley up here with a praise song called Lift Him Up. And we need to lift our Lord up tonight, give him all praise, because he is worthy of our praise. So worship with us from your house, and praise the Lord along with our singers tonight.
Worthy, 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 Jesus is worthy. Jesus found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hands. We're singing majesty. We're singing majesty. Forever I am changed by your love, in the presence of your majesty.
Will be for
Beautiful song. Love that song. We are forever His. Boy, that's good news. I'm so thankful to know I'm forever God's. No matter what happens in life, if I'm forever God's, it's all good, right? It is all good. We want to get into our word tonight, another story of faith. We've been doing a series on Wednesdays of different stories of faith, different miracles, things God did, how God showed up in supernatural ways. And this story will not disappoint. And many of us are very aware of this story. And this is a good fisherman story. So if you like to fish, you'll appreciate this story. It's every fisherman's dream. This is a story where Jesus told someone to drop a net, and something supernaturally filled that net. Now, we can fill our nets with a lot of things in life. And right now, people are filling their nets with a lot of fear, a lot of doubt, a lot of uncertainties, a lot of brokenness, a lot of pain. But I want to trust God to fill my net. And so when I drop my net, I don't want it to catch what the world is pouring into it. I want to catch what God wants to pour into it. And the verse that's been a staple verse for me through all of this process that we're going through the last 7 weeks or so is this. Philippians 4:19, I've been saying it over and over. But my God shall supply all of my need according to His riches in glory. And so when we focus that our blessing comes from God and that we're seeing God move in our lives in supernatural ways, that when things are closed or things are bad or times are rough, that somehow God still provides for us because our resource and our help does not come from this kingdom. Our help comes from God's kingdom. And Jesus is trying to show Peter this in this story in Luke chapter 5 of what he can do with his life if we'll trust God with our net. God can do things that man can't do. God can open doors that man can't open. God can pour into your life things that no human being can do, but God can use those human beings to do it for you or do it to you. And so I'm thankful to know that my God provides, and my God will continue to provide, and my God will not let us down, and my God will not forsake us during this time, and that we must keep our eyes on something bigger than what we're going through, because we have to be careful that we don't let our circumstances paint our picture. And we don't let the news paint our outcome. And we don't let the government fix a situation for us that we are leaning on them more than we're leaning on God. We are Christians, we are God's people, and we have a Heavenly Father who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords and who owns everything and all things. There is not one thing on this earth that flieth, creepeth, crawleth, or moveth without the power of God being in it. The wind doesn't blow unless God says blow. The sun doesn't pop up in our sky on our side of this universe until God says do that. God keeps everything rising and settling, coming in and going out. God is in control of all of our lives. And he's trying to show a story here to Peter of who he is and the power that he has to take care of his life, even above his own natural ability to take care of his own life. And I choose to drop my net tonight and let God fill my net with what he wants to fill it with. So let's start in chapter 5 of Luke, verse 1. It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and two ships were standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. When you wash your nets, you know what that means? They were done. They were finished. They were packing it up for the night, and they were on their way home. But Jesus steps into their situation and changes supernaturally their outcome of what they had previously experienced that night. Verse 3, he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed that he would thrust out from the land. And he sat down and he taught the people out of the ship. Now the whole point of this, using the ship, was he was on the seashore with all these people. And they couldn't hear Jesus. They couldn't, everybody was in this big gathering, and they couldn't hear him. So he got in a boat, backed out away from the shoreline so they could spread out and all see him and hear his teaching and hear his words. So that's why he borrowed the boat to teach the people, but he had another outcome as well, another purpose in this. When he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let your nets down for a draught. Let them down for a draw. Let them down for a catch. And I want to encourage you that are watching, let your nets down where you're at and say, God, here's my net. Fill it with what you need me to fill it with. I'm dropping it, trusting you, because what I've been doing this all the time and with nothing, accomplishing nothing, fulfilling nothing. Nothing is changing. Nothing is happening. And I'm tired of getting just garbage in my net. I'm tired of nothing changing. I want you, God, to fill my net with what you have from your kingdom, not what I'm trying to get from my kingdom. For fishermen, it's very frustrating to spend all day out on a lake or a pier and not catch nothing, or catch a couple little tiny things, and it's not even worth your time. You're like, man, nothing bit all day, you know. And we understand that for natural fishing, there are certain circumstances that dictate that, whether it be cold weather, hot weather, windy weather, calm weather, dry, wet, the different seasons, night, dark. There are different ways we fish, and those conditions change that. The good news about God is you may be in a drought right now. You may be dropping your net, but nothing's coming in on your own ability, and nothing is happening. But when you trust God with your net, and at his word say, Lord, I believe you, and I trust you. I think you are above this kingdom. I think you're above this world. You're my creator. You're my father. You're my king. You're my Lord. You're my supplier. You're my redeemer. You're all of that. I trust you with my life, God. And so I lower my net tonight and say, God, fill my life with what I need right now, April 29th, 2020, in this season. Some of you are very discouraged right now, and you're uncertain, and you're worried, and you don't know if things will ever be the same as they were, and they probably won't be quite the same as they were. But I know who is the same, and that is Jesus, and that's my Lord. And he's the same Redeemer he was in February. He's the same healer he was last December. He's the same Redeemer he's always been. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He is the same pre-COVID-19 virus. He's the same during COVID-19, and he's the same after COVID-19. And that's who we serve. Drop that net and trust God to give you what you need tonight, no matter what anybody else says about it. Trust him. And Jesus said, drop your net for a draught. He was speaking the word. I'm going to give you something if you'll trust me. I'm going to fill it if you'll drop it. He didn't say, drop your net, let's see what happens. Try again. He said, drop your net for a draw. I'm going to give you something that you didn't have before. Hallelujah. And God wants to give us something that we didn't have before. So drop it and trust it and believe it. Hallelujah. And if you're at home, say amen so loud I can hear you all the way here at 347 Jennings Road. Glory to God. Verse 5. Simon answered. Oh, and I love this verse. He says, Master, we have toiled all the night. We've worked. We've labored all night, and we have taken nothing. We've caught nothing, Lord. Now I want you to think about this. They were out at night working. They were commercial fishermen. These wasn't two yo-yo, redneck, backwoods canoe fishermen that just want to drink a beer and shoot a rod in the water. These were, and if that's you, no offense, we need rednecks in the country. If that is you, that's fine. But these were commercial fishermen. They did it for a living. They paid their bills by doing this. They had the equipment. They had the right boat. They had the right stuff they needed. And they were out there all night long working and got nothing out of it. Nothing. Do you ever feel that way? I work and I work and I labor and I labor and nothing changes. Nothing's better. It's all the same. Nothing's different. It's because we have to trust God with our lives. We can toil every day, all of our lives, and still be empty and unfulfilled. We can drink all the water we want, but if it's not the living water, we won't be satisfied. We can eat all the bread we want, but if it's not the living bread, we won't be satisfied. We can do all these things in life, but it won't satisfy until we let the Master fill our net. So here is Simon Peter. He says, we've toiled all night, Lord, and we ain't got nothing. But nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Now think how tired they were. You know, we've got to paint this picture. This was not pleasure fishing. This was work fishing. This was not a Saturday afternoon leisure time. They were away from their families, away from home. They were losing sleep to try to catch something to pay the bills. And they had worked all night. And if you know anything about boats or fishing, it's not an easy process. It's not like just, you know, getting your car, cranking it up, driving it, parking it back, and getting out. They had to dock their boat. They had to empty their boat. They had to clean their equipment. They had to clean their nets. They had done all of this. And I can imagine Peter like, God, really? I've been working all night long. I just got my boat put up. I just got my rods put back up. I just got my nets cleaned. And you're telling me to go back out again? I'm tired. Sometimes we're tired. Sometimes we're weary. Sometimes we don't want to put the second effort in what God tells us to do. But thank God he listened and he looked beyond his tiredness and he looked beyond his doubt and he pressed beyond what he hadn't yet gotten. He pressed beyond what he hadn't yet seen to trust someone who could bring him something he could see. He let go of what he hadn't caught and expected what he could catch because the master said it and he simply trusted his word. If we would trust the Lord and his word as much as we do Google, I'm telling you, I was bad. A few years ago, man, let me tell you, I drove her crazy. I got on this kick where I would Google stuff, medical stuff, about, you know, medical stuff, sickness or pains, or I got on this little kick where I was doing that. And we know that if you Google symptoms, it always lists cancer. Always. It always lists some of the worst things. And we trust that. We Google something, and I love Google. I mean, I use it all the time. In fact, today I was talking to someone, and they said, for Pete's sake. And I'm like, where did that expression come from, Pete's sake? So guess what? I Googled it. Where did the expression Pete's sake come from? The expression came over 100 years ago. In 1906, it was first used. And so that's been an expression for 100 years. So I found some history out about that. So if you say Pete's sake, your great-great-great-grandparents were saying that. Or at least great-great-grandparents were saying that. I love Google, but you can't always trust Google. You can't always believe Google. Google tells me that I'm good-looking and smart. We know you can't trust Google. And so if we would trust God, you ever did your GPS and you trust it so much, you know, and it leads you to the wrong? I was trying to get somewhere the other day up toward Hickory to this shop, this automotive shop, and it says your destination is on the right. There wasn't on the right but an abandoned house. I'm looking. I even go pull in the driveway and go behind the house. Maybe it's back here off the road. Nothing. So I pull over and call them. Oh, yeah, Google don't get you here. GPS don't get you here, right? Come down to the mile. We're on the right. I don't know why it stops you right there. But, man, we trust that. I really believe that we're so into GPS that if it says turn left and there's a cliff right there and you ain't paying attention, turn left. We're just so dependent. What if we trusted the master like we do Google, or trust our master like we do the media, or trust our master like we do what everyone else tells us? Trust the Lord and his word. His word tells me that I am his child. His word tells me he came to save me and reconcile me. His word tells me my name's written in the Lamb's book of life. I choose to trust that, and I believe that. And I believe the keeper of the stars, the old song says, is the keeper of me. And I believe the one who formed the moon, the sun, is the one that formed me. And I believe the one that caused every bird to whistle and every turtle to crawl is the same God who takes care of me and his creation. And I trust that, and I believe that, and I'll lower that net trusting God. Lord, I've worked, but I don't see it. I've tried it before, but it's not happened. But at your word, if you say it, I shall do it. If you speak it, it shall come to pass, because your word cannot fail and your word cannot lie. And I trust that more than anything that I see or feel or hear, because I'm serving a different kingdom than this kingdom and a different king than most other people serve. I serve the King of Kings, and I believe that. At your word, he says, I will lower it. At your word, I will drop the net. Look what happens in verse 6. When they had done this, when they dropped those nets, remember they've been there all night long with nothing, not nair a bite, right? Nothing. But when they did this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net break. And they beckoned to their partners, which were on the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came, and they filled both the ships, so they began to sink. You may toil all night long apart from my hand, and nothing happens. But when you take my hand, and when you trust my hand, all of a sudden things change. And what you didn't have before, you have more than enough now, because you let me touch your life. Think about all night, smart commercial fishermen knew what they were doing, didn't catch anything. Just a few hours probably later, may not, who knows how long it was, the time they washed their nets, the time they launched back out, an hour, 2 hours, all of a sudden, these magical fish just were there that wasn't there before. No, they weren't there before. And I don't believe they were there again until they lowered their nets. And I believe their faith of lowering their net activated the provision of God. There are times in our lives we have to walk by faith to activate the provision of God and do it before we see it. Speak it before we receive it and trust that God's going to take care of us. And he did. Can you imagine how much encouragement that, I mean, think about this. This was their livelihood. This wasn't some just Friday night fish fry or just something to mount on a wall. They would take this fish to the market and sell it and make their money and get their check and pay their bills and take care of their family and buy their food. What a turnaround for this disciple, going from catching nothing to so much. I mean, you ever fish, Gail? Not much. Has any of y'all out there, and don't lie, Doc, has any of y'all out there ever caught so many fish that your boat started to sink? My Lord. Unless you be in the movie Jaws, that don't happen. Your boat ain't going to sink from catching fish in most cases. This was a supernatural provision of God showing Peter, and we're going to get into a little bit more here, shows a little bit more, but right here he's showing Peter, as you trust me, I will provide. As you trust me, I will make a way. As you trust me, I will show up. As you trust me, I will supply your needs. Trust the Lord during this time. Turn off the negativity, turn off the other voices, and drop your net in the hand of the man from Galilee who can take your life and give you what no man could ever pour into your life. This master showed up in a masterful way and was showing off who he was. And you know what else he was doing? He was showing what he was able to do. He was showing Peter, here's what I can do. You've labored 8 hours tonight, 10 hours, however long he was out there fishing. You've labored all night long and caught nothing. When you trust me, you can catch more than enough. He was showing Peter what he could bring into his life. If the world knew what Jesus and the presence of God and his power and grace and mercy and love could bring into their lives, instead of pushing him away, instead of throwing their net over here to catch this, throw their net in front of God and say, okay, God, I don't know a lot about what's going on. Don't know a lot about you. I've ran from you. I've rebelled from you. But God has not worked, and I'm tired, and I need something in my life. So I am going to trust you with my life, and let's see what happens. God never fails to provide. He never fails to show up when we put him first. So they begin to sink. When Peter saw the boat sinking, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. Remember, Jesus said, lower your net for a draw. Lower your net for a catch. Lower your net, I'm going to fill it. Sometimes we don't lower our nets and God can't fill us. This is why during worship it's so important, I think, and people have different backgrounds of worship and how they worship and all that, but I think it's important as we worship the Lord and come to God, part of lifting our hands is surrender. Part of lifting our hands is here's my net, Lord, and I don't care who sees my hands in the air. I don't care who knows I'm surrendering to you. I don't care who sees I'm submitting to you. Don't care how it looks to other people. Lord, here is my net, and I'm totally tuned into what you want to do in my life. And so I lift my hands to receive what you want to put into my life. There's times we have to submit and surrender beyond our own pride and beyond our own ways and just submit. What if Peter would have had a different response? What if Peter would have said, Lord, I know you're master, and you're a good teacher, and you're a carpenter. You're a good carpenter. You built that big barn over there, them donkeys in it. Good carpenter. You used them 6x6. I saw you. Good. I don't know if anything says 6x6. I'm not a carpenter. But anyway, you built a good barn. And Jesus, you're a good carpenter. You're a good teacher. And I trust you. And I know you're something pretty special. And I've seen you do miracles. But Lord, you don't really know about fishing. You're not a fisherman. You're a carpenter. And Jesus, I'm tired. Me and my buddy out here all night working. You're wanting us to go back to the same spot or a close spot that we've been in all night long. And I could go ahead and tell you, the sonar tells me nothing's down there. And I want to go home and take a bath and go to bed because I'm tired and nothing is there. What if his response had been that? He would have lost out on a couple of things. We'll get to the next thing here in just a second. He would have lost out, first of all, on the great provision God made. Something else about the provision God made. What did Jesus do right before that? He borrowed one of their boats. You think God was honoring their life by using their boat? Remember, a boat's not like just a bicycle you roll out or a car. A boat took some work and took this boat out. God used his boat to produce his purpose, to teach the people. And then we see how God honored Peter because Peter honored him, letting him use this to bring the word. And he was blessing Peter's life. I'm so thankful Peter responded the right way and says, at your word. What a great message for us. Lord, at your word. You know, at your word. Remember David says, where does my help come from? You know, it cometh from the Lord. I look into the hills. Where does my help come from? My help cometh from the Lord. We need in the time we're in now some sanity and some peace and some rest. And only God can provide that. The world will rob you of it. God will give it to you. That's why he said in the gospel, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. And this peace the world can't take away. Aren't you glad the world can't take away this piece of your peace? He can't take that away because God put it there. So verse 10, so they took in all these fishes. They were astonished. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, fear not. From now on, henceforth, you shall catch men. God was using this example to change his destiny. He was no longer going to be a commercial fisherman for a living. He was going to be a disciple for a living. And God was showing him, I've just showed you what I can do in your life. I've just blessed you with so many fish supernaturally from nowhere that your boats couldn't even hold it. So trust me as I tell you to follow me. Trust me as I tell you to come my way. I'm going to take care of you. I know I'm asking you to give up something you maybe love, to give up a business that's stable and that's steadfast, to give up your income. But trust me and follow me because you just saw what I'm able to do. The resource doesn't come from your boat or your equipment or your nets or your fishing rods. It doesn't come from any of those things. Your provision comes from the one who is calling you now into something more than what you ever thought you'd walk in before. I'm having you step out from being this to walking in that because I have a plan and a purpose that's much greater than catching fish. It is declaring the gospel of who I am, and you will be the spokesman. And Peter didn't even know at this point the impact he would have on the kingdom. He didn't know at this point that later he would deny Jesus three times. And then that same Peter would come out of the upper room filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. And they thought he was drunk. And he says, no, I'm not drunk. This is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel. You shall prophesy, your sons and your daughters, and your young men shall have visions, your old men shall have dreams. This is that. And Peter came out of the upper room declaring the gospel message. And 5,000, 3,000 were added to the church in one day from his one message because God took him from a fisherman of fish to a fisherman of men. Man, what an impact and a change this master made in his life in one night. The other point to make on this message here is this. Peter's life changed instantly. It changed right then. He's minding his own business, washing his nets, had a bad night. No Monday night, boys, you know. Try again tomorrow night. Bad night. And before the night left, he had all this supply of income in his hands, and God was calling him into the ministry. His life changed. When the master comes your way and fills your net, your life can change in a moment. He goes on to say in verse 11, when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. I want you at home to say that word all. All is inclusive of everything. When we drop our nets to the Lord and say, fill our nets. We've got to forsake all of our fears, all of our doubts, all of our uncertainties, all of our ways, all of our meddling. You know, we've all heard this expression, right? I give it to God, but I take it out of his hands. And we do that all the time. Man, we're on fire Sunday morning. The Holy Ghost spread through the sanctuary, and all 10 people are shouting and dancing inside of church. And we're excited, and we're on fire. We go to work Monday morning. Hallelujah. We had a good service, and I feel great, and everything is wonderful, and everything is good, and da-da-da-da. And then the enemy comes, and he attacks, and he tries to discourage. And we have forgotten, no, if I give this to God on Sunday, I give it to God every day. It stays, I leave it, God. It's now yours no matter what I see, no matter how it turns out, no matter how it looks like it's coming at me. God, I trust you with my life. They forsook all. They left their businesses. They left their steady income. If they had families, which they probably did, they were sacrificing that as well as they went to be with Jesus and go on these week and month journeys to follow him and to minister and to be persecuted and to learn and to grow in him. They forsook all to follow him. And it was right then. There wasn't no time period. It wasn't like, well, I'll come when I get, you know, myself together. No, it says that when he told them that, they got their ships back, they parked them things, and they forsook all, and they followed the Lord. What a night. What a net they had, a catch in their net they had that night. Peter caught a lot more than some fish. Man, he caught a new destiny. He caught a new plan of God. He caught something that he never dreamed that night he was fishing before and caught nothing, that a few hours later, that the master would change his whole future. The master can change your future in a moment. The master can change your tomorrow today. The master can fix everything right now. It's up to you to drop your net like they did, like Peter did, and say, Lord, at your word, I will believe you. At your word, God, I will trust you. Here's what your word says, and I will believe your word above anything else. Your word is power. Your word is truth. Your word doesn't fail. Your word never lies. Your word is the main thing. And I want to keep the main thing. And that's your word, God. And that's who you are. And I believe you. And I trust you. A beautiful story of dropping our nets and letting God fill it with what he has for us. So many times we toil like Peter did. And we labor and we accomplish nothing. You know, there's a verse in Isaiah I love. Chapter 55, I believe, talks about you know, you're thirsty but can't get satisfied. You're hungry but can't get fed because you keep trying to put in your life things that don't satisfy. And here is Peter. The fish wasn't the miracle as much. It was a miracle, but it wasn't a miracle as much as his destiny being changed in that moment. And God can change your destiny. And God can change your future. And God can change your plans. And God can change what he has in store for you. Trust him and believe him and drop your net and watch what God will do. And I trust him. Another story of faith. And I really do believe, I've talked to Mom about this. We've had discussions several times about this story. I really do believe the fish were not there until they dropped their nets. I believe them dropping their nets activated the life of those fish. Where were they before? So many to sink two boats. They weren't just all hiding in a little cove from Peter like he is. We'll go hide from him. Watch this. And they're all over there. Hey, Fred, don't go over there. Okay, I won't swim over there. They weren't there. They weren't there until they dropped their nets. That's what faith's all about. We take the step, and our obedience activates God's response in many cases. And so whatever you're struggling with tonight, forsake it all and say, here's my net, God. I'm going to trust you with this. I've toiled, I've labored, I've worked, and nothing's changed, and nothing's happening, and I'm discouraged, and I'm tired. So, Lord, I've done it my way and haven't gotten the result I want. So, Lord, I'm going to do it your way. And that's your word. I know you love me. I know you're for me. I know you died for me. I know I'm yours. I know you're my father and I'm your child. So, God, I trust that relationship more than any situation that I face or circumstance. We are his children. We are the children of God, the Bible says. We are heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, which means that what he has, he gives to his children. He's our king. And he wants to fill your net tonight with whatever that is you need. If it's peace, if it's joy, if it's strength, if it's hope, if it's healing, if it's deliverance, whatever it is in your life, God can fill your net like he did Peter's and change your destiny. Let's pray tonight, y'all. Lord, I pray this word of God tonight that has come forth will get into our hearts. I pray for encouragement, God, for all of the people watching this with us tonight, and they may watch it later. I pray for encouragement, that they will learn to trust you at your word. God, you said in your word, you will never leave us and you will never forsake us. And I trust that. You said in your word, Lord, that you are my shepherd and I shall not want. I trust that. You said in your word, you will supply all of my needs according to your riches in glory. And God, I trust that. You said in your word, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all of these things will be added to you. God, I trust your word at that. Let us lean on what your word says. Let us open it for ourselves and read it and allow you to speak to us, God, that you can fill our nets day by day with what we need, our daily bread, that we will have more than enough to fulfill the call that you've given each of us in this life. Because, Lord, we are all essential in your eyes, and we are all loved in your eyes, and we are all here on purpose in your eyes, and we are all created by you, and we thank you, God, for your mercy and your grace and your love. I pray to strengthen your people, those that are watching right now. God, I pray that you move in their hearts and their lives, that at your word they will forsake all that they are battling and completely and totally, when they can't see it or feel it right now, trust you and say, yes, Lord, fill my net. Fill it tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All righty, guys. Thank you for joining us tonight. We appreciate it. This is Courtney from church. And it's Courtney's what? Her friend. Okay. Let's pray for Courtney's friend, Ashley. She had a baby who's in NICU, which is needs some healing, needs a touch. So we are praying. Let's pray for that need for sure. As this little child is struggling to survive, that God will touch it. So Courtney, thanks for sending that. I want to thank you all for watching tonight, and appreciate all your support during this time. You know, things are going to be like this for a little longer. You know, if things go as planned by the governor, it will be June before we can really meet together again as a church. I mean, legally, as a church. And so we need your support to continue through May and to hang on the best you can. Things could change. It could change sooner than later. I don't know. But the way he's got the phases out, we're looking at the end of May before there's any gatherings of more than 10 people. So we got a little ways to go, but God will get us through it, and we'll be together again. And I'm going to tell you something. We're going to have a big celebration on that first Sunday we're back, and I don't want you guys to be scared to come out. You got to trust God at some point when this thing is, because as we know, y'all, sickness is always around us. That's not going away. There's always a virus. There's always a sickness. There's always something around us all the time, and we cannot let fear keep us pinned up on and on. So when it's time to come out of the cocoon, y'all, let's come out and let's celebrate the goodness of God together. And let's have a celebration Sunday. And I've got a couple ideas for that Sunday already. And we're going to worship together and have a really good time. So I'm very excited about that. All righty. Anything else notable on there before I close out on Facebook? Anything else notable I need to mention? All right. All righty, guys. Well, let's do a closing prayer. God, as we close out this service tonight, I pray you keep all of us continually safe. Those that are working, God, we thank you that you are still providing. For those that are not working, we thank you, you are still providing. God, for those who are scared, we thank you, you're providing. For those who are not scared, we thank you, you are providing. You are our Lord and our Savior, God, and through this storm, we will get through this because you are leading us through this, and you are our God in the midst of this uncertain, dark time. And I pray for faith over fear. God, I pray that faith rises up in your people and that fear is abolished in the name of Jesus, and that we rise up, God, in you and know who we serve. We give you praise and honor. Bless our people all week long and keep them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good night, Living Word. We love you very much, and thanks for watching.